Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, place your absolute and your utter trust in this season on the anchor of hope that I've placed within you. It is a sure and steadfast anchor that reaches into the unseen realm and pulls from my glory the manifest substance of that which you're crying out for in your heart. The enemy wants to slow you down. The enemy wants to burden you down till you can't put one foot in front of the other. But fear not, for I have hastened to your side to bring you, and that right quickly, to healing, calm, and composure, where once there was only frustration and despair. I am the antidote in my spirit, says the Father, to all burden and all fear. And from this realm of timelessness beyond the veil is where true Godspeed acceleration happens. It's where you disconnect from the false authority of the physical world and lay hold of the eternal unseen world from whence all hope and joy spring, filling you, flooding you with my peace. For truly you are safe from every depredation of the enemy, no matter what things look like in the natural. This is the calling wherewith I have called you into my kingdom. I have called you not to be a witness to what the enemy is doing, but rather a witness to the invisible realm of my kingdom working, the invisible working of my kingdom that rules over all and sets right in your life those things, and yes, even those relationships that are out of alignment with my heart where you are concerned. The deeper reality is the creative realm of my spirit that puts down every lie of the enemy and brings you into the fullness of all that I promised through the work of the cross. When you touch the work of the cross with your faith, you transcend the limitations of the carnal mind and the fallen physical condition. And in that moment, you ascend from time-bound experience into the timelessness of eternity, where I make myself known to you and work the change and the transformation that strips away every chain and captivity of the enemy. It's a realm beyond time. It's a realm beyond space, where existence itself is constant, unchanging, and utterly free. This is the freedom, the blood-bought freedom with which I have loosed you and released you, that you might walk a heavenly walk on the earth as one whom I have purchased, one that I protect, and one whom I have liberated from every lie of Satan. This is your inheritance, beloved, and this is the moment. This is that moment, that very moment, that everything shifts and changes from corruption and the contamination of sin and death into the completeness and fullness of all that I swore by myself to bring you into, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word prophet 244321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.